Recently, it was reported to me in a conversation with a dog owner that he had witnessed hikers upland from the town of Williams Lake who had dogs that were chasing cattle which were legally on a range license. He said he spoke to them and they appeared to be woefully ignorant about the laws and good practices when walking dogs on public lands. We agreed that there needs to be greater public awareness, especially among newcomers, 604s, to the country life in 250 telephone areas. As people get pets often for the first time, they are unaware of how to train their dogs not to chase wildlife and domestic livestock. When you are walking accompanied by a dog, it might just give chase to domestic or wildlife critters. They may well not come when they are called if you call them. Rural dwellers and visitors like to have a dogs around to alert them to the presence of wildlife. This is the main concern. Most domestic livestock owners don't have animals that are a danger to humans, but it is possible that if cattle that are raised with grain as part of the diet, they might aggressively pursue a person if they are suspected by the cattle to have grain, especially in a bucket. We like to have a dog that makes us aware of wildlife that might threaten us or our animals. Mostly, we don't have problems, although occasionally bears come for apples and cougars come for sheep or pigs. Guardian dogs are bred for human and livestock protection and should be trained to protect the pastures and feed grounds of livestock. Having them is a good idea if you are a rancher or a farmer. Many people have just no experience and common sense about dog or wildlife behavior. It does not even enter the increasingly urban minds of new country dwellers. Until a few years ago, someone who shot dogs viciously pursuing livestock on the farmer's private land could be charged. A recent court case reversed this aspect of the law, and now livestock owners have the right to kill dogs that are at large, not on a leash, and attacking and harassing livestock. Chasing can lead to the chased getting maimed in fences or dangerous situations, swamps or junkyards. Officers of the Crown so empowered can kill dogs that at large and harassing wildlife. We like our dogs to come when they are called. I know dogs can hear wildlife a long way away. The public with dogs can enjoy the Crown land around them, but are advised to keep a good map and avoid private property, especially that land with livestock on it. On the open range, rein your dogs in if there are cattle around.